It was 15 minutes into the jazz concert at UW Marathon County Center for Civic Engagement, a two-year-old building on busy Stewart Avenue. Theater manager Chris Berg was in the audio booth. Unknown to him, the driver of an SUV had just pushed down on the accelerator instead of the brake and was about to crash into Chris Berg's life.
Initially, I thought it was a large clap of thunder until I saw the drywall start moving and then the bumper down by my feet.
The vehicle missed Berg by inches, leaving audio and video equipment on the floor and broken glass, smashed tables, and twisted metal in the hallway outside.
We got out of that room pretty fast. Looked in the lobby, saw the vehicle. The guy was walking out. Seemed okay. Stunned.
On stage, music professor Tim Buchholz was directing the combined high school honors choir when they were rudely interrupted. Amazingly, they kept playing.
We had our high school students up there swinging it, and all of a sudden in the middle of our scat section, heard a pretty loud noise in the back of the room. To the musicians' credits, didn't drop a beat, kept going.
Buchholz finished the concert, but he and the 250 people in the audience know how lucky they were. 15 minutes earlier, they were in the lobby, directly in the path.
We didn't know what had happened, if it was some kind of a crash outside the building. That's not where your mind goes at first, is someone has crashed into the building.
The driver was cited for inattentive driving and failure to wear a seatbelt. There is no estimate on how much it will cost to repair the damage. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.